For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. Millions in the U.S. lost health insurance when a pandemic rule that kept them enrolled in Medicaid ended. The return of complicated paperwork can be tough for rural folks, says Joan Elker with Georgetown University.
Rural areas don't have as good internet connectivity. It's harder to get to an office if you need in-person help.
State renewal notices started going out in April. Elker says discovering your child's coverage has lapsed at the start of the school year is no reason to panic.
If your child has lost coverage and you find that out, say, at the pharmacy, then your child's probably still eligible. So try to get help.
A huge chunk of lost coverage has been for procedural reasons, and U.S. Health and Human Services cautions states not to kick too many eligible folks off, a violation of federal rules. Private equity buyouts of newspapers often turn rural areas into news deserts. But as Janie Ikeri explains, nonprofit outlets are stepping in.
Julie Reynolds co-founded the nonprofit Voices of Monterey Bay. She says Alden Global Capital bought hundreds of local papers and stripped them for profits.
They found ways to make it even more profitable by consolidating and cutting, and that's really their concern as opposed to informing communities.
Reynolds says Alden's subsidiaries raised rents while slashing services at local mobile home parks, which might not have made the news without the nonprofit's reporting. Northeastern University journalism professor Dan Kennedy says nonprofits can restore coverage in rural areas.
They're set up for the benefit of the public, and you can't buy them out. They're essentially owned by the community.
I'm Janie Carey.
Before cars were common, generations of kids walked every day to one-room schoolhouses. More than 7,000 dotted the Nebraska Plains in 1917. And a University of Nebraska-Kearney project is highlighting their historic role.
Not just a nexus for education, also serving as Grange halls, as gathering places, as churches, as really the hub of communities.
Archivist Lorinda Weiss is digitizing their records, preserving the written and oral histories, including students telling of field trips to the Niobrara River or being stranded at school overnight by snowstorms. Weiss hopes today's teachers will use the archive to connect students with their history.
If you can tie it into their lived experiences, it can really provide a window into maybe reevaluating what they think about history as a whole.
Yes, there still are one-room public schools in America today. In fact, rural Montana has 60 in use, the most of any U.S. state. For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.